Episode one. This feels important. Right. Let me catch you up to speed. For y'all that don't know me, my name is Makai Maxey. I am 29. I am from Atlanta. I am a trans man currently in transition. I'm a father of four, and I'm a husband. That's a lot. Hold on. This just felt more important. All right. So a lot of y'all are probably coming over from my TikTok, where I share a lot of family content, where I'm a funny guy. I like to do fun challenges, most notably our little spelling challenges. Y'all know I like to have fun with my kids. I want to move into a little bit more of a serious space. I told you guys I want to be more transparent. I was recently diagnosed with something called CVS, which is cyclical vomiting syndrome, which I'll get into at a later episode. So y'all make sure y'all hang tight for that. But more importantly, I just want to tell my story. I have a lot to talk about. I have a lot of good things, ups, downs, and just life itself. And I feel like I can bring it to you guys in a really funny way and just share a lot of laughs along the way. So I'm really excited about the journey. But the first thing that I wanted you guys to know is, hey, I go by Makai. I note this because one of the things that drives me crazy about this whole transition process is just the respect of who people want to be. You can be whatever you want to be in this world, period. And as cliche as that sounds, you guys, if y'all don't take anything else from this podcast other than that, be yourself and don't let anybody tell you who you can not be. I am Makai. I don't care what you knew me as before. I don't care what you thought you knew me as. I don't care. I am not those people. I am not those words. I am Makai Maxey. M-A-K-A-I space Maxey. Period. So I want to start there and let this episode be as a freedom opener, as a door opener for you guys to understand that. And I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions of people that are transitioning. Like, y'all make it about this thing that has to be so heavy of, oh, you know, it's just a LGBTQ plus and all the things. No, it's a respect thing. It's a you can't tell me who I am thing. It's a I define who I am thing. And just having common decency of respecting people's journey, because you never know what people's stories are. You just don't. So I hope that you guys can follow this journey along with me. I hope that there's other people that I'm able to inspire by my story, because trust me, I have not always been this open and this honest. I hid who I was, who I wanted to be for so long, and that's what I refuse to do. So in this podcast, I will be talking about a lot of different subjects, you guys. Like I said, from the transitioning standpoint, telling you guys, you know, what that process looks like for me. I know a lot of you guys were curious about the facial hair. That's something that I get all the time. We'll dive into where I'm at, what I've done, what I want to do, what the end results will be in later episodes, and all that fun stuff. Common misconceptions, the hard parts about transitioning, because as you guys can imagine, it's definitely tough. I get hate trains, especially having a large online presence. I definitely, it ain't a hate train if you can duck it, or whatever Nikki said. And some days are harder than others. Like when I first started the journey, first made the decision, understand that nobody just wakes up and just one day just decides to do these things. It's definitely a process. It's something that I've talked to myself about, that I've talked to my spouse about, my kids. It's definitely multifaceted. So just understanding that it's a lot of puzzle pieces. So we'll jump into that. I'll also still be talking a lot about family content, you guys. The kids aren't going anywhere. I'm 29. A lot of you guys always ask about the story of how four kids came about, my story with myself and my wife, how we came about. So that's certainly things that I will get into, you guys, and just adjusting, because understand I went from a very, very much bachelor oriented life with me and a dog, and then having four kids and a wife and needing and trying to be all that I can be for them. So parenting things that I've learned along the way, because I like to think I'm a pretty decent dad, you feel me? And you know, tips, tricks, mistakes, things that I've grown, that I've learned from, things that I want to be able to grow into, and just kind of kickstarting it from that route. Also, you know, having open conversations with my kids. I want my family, my wife, to be a part of the podcast. It definitely will not be a solo journey. You know, my kids are very intellectual. We definitely have very in-depth conversations, and sometimes it helps parenting skills, learning from your kids. I do not want to be a parent that does not listen to my children, that doesn't allow them to have input, that doesn't allow them to be who they are, express who they are, tell me when I'm wrong, because parents can be wrong, and that's okay. As this old school tradition of thinking that, you know, we're parents and we always know what's best. I don't believe that. I don't want to ever fall into the cycle of that. And I definitely want to be a safe space for my kids to be able to have productive conversations where they can be heard. And again, just having a safe space. So I'll definitely have parenting videos. A lot of you guys that follow me from before know that I also do a lot of fitness content. So I will certainly be diving back into the world. I love anything bodybuilding, weightlifting, powerlifting. I definitely love. So I will start to incorporate some episodes of that into it as I start to get back into the training world for sure. I love art also. So I say all that to say it's going to be a ride. Every episode will be different. I don't want to just get into the cliche same setting, same place, see you next time thing. As my life happens, as things happen, I want to keep you guys up to date. I want to talk about real world things when they come up. I just want to have fun, you guys, and I want to be able to document every day, because you never know when it's the last day. So I say all that to say, I hope you guys are buckling your seatbelt, because this is going to be a crazy ride. It's going to be a funny ride, and it's going to be well worth the miles. So for now, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and log out. I don't know the schedule right now, you guys, because life happens. I am giving y'all real life. I am not about to sit here and say every Monday at 6 o'clock come see me. I will let you guys know when episodes are posted, because again, I want to bring y'all the real. Every night the same bedtime might not happen. Every day may not be 9-6. So I will bring you guys episodes as I can. I'll make sure to keep you guys in the loop, because trust me, documenting my journey is just as important to me as well, you guys. But for now, peace.